escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Worse, can it?
The back tightness can turn into something else, I guess. Like, I don't know what to tell you. We closed the book on the Braves just like we closed the book on Kirk Cousins conversation yesterday. We both said it's not – there's no run to be had. Whether it's a two-man rotation, a one-man rotation, you know, there's nothing coming. And so, again, what we talked about yesterday is what the conversation has to be moving forward. Can you build any hope heading into an offseason that next year will be different than this year? Because we're not watching games now to see if they're going to win and if they're going to take series and get hot and go on a run. That's not happening. And even if it does happen, it's not going to happen enough to where it's relevant in the wild card. It's certainly not going to be relevant in the NL East. So when you sit here and tell me that after waking up at 3 a.m., first pitch is at 10:05, not for me, it's not. Not for me, it's not.
So you missed it last night.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of it.
Well, you didn't miss anything.
I looked at the box score this morning. I said, man, I made a great call last night.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything. I literally said, well, I'm so glad I turned on the Braves. Not. I mean, it was just like, whoa. I expect them to be competitive. I mean, we are talking about the Athletics. I expect them to be competitive. I mean, we're talking about a team that, oh, wait, hold on, we're 39-51. They're 38-55. I expect them to at least compete, and they didn't even do that last night. That was probably the thing that just threw me off was, like, this game got out of hand. What's that phrase? This escalated quickly.
Yeah, I mean, with Didier Fuentes, and that was the thing, like, we talked about it for a while, and injuries to the rotation or not, what are we doing with this guy? I mean, he pitched well in his debut, and then it's just gotten worse and worse and worse, and it got so bad last night. The media asked Brian Snicker, you can't possibly give this guy another outing. You're right, I can't possibly. And so he's out of there.
He's gone.
He's going to go to AAA, where he probably should have been most of this time. They called up Nathan Wiles or whatever.
And yay!
We'll see. You know, maybe he – I mean, Bryce Elder's going tonight. I'm not sure Bryce Elder's getting to the fourth either. So we'll find out. Hopefully he can. He's had more success in the league at times. So we'll see if Wiles gets a start on the weekend or if they have to use him in long relief before then. Luke Williams looked good again last night, pitched a scoreless inning.
Yeah, look, you don't recognize any of these guys. You don't know these guys.
He's our infielder.
Yeah, whatever. If they walk past you right now here at Buffalo's Cafe, somebody could literally go into this booth next to us and you'd be like, I don't know him. He plays baseball. I don't know who he is. I mean, that's where we're at right now with the Braves, with the way we're rolling pitchers in and out of this thing. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. And look, I'm not frustrated. I'm not mad because I told you a month or so ago that this was too much to overcome. And now you're seeing it. It's hitting us in the face every single day. And on top of that, and we're going to get into this, by the way, this Ronald Acuna scratched thing, okay? By the time I turned the game on, and they were like, my man Brandon Gaudin, bro, no Ronald Acuna tonight. And I was like, really? Okay. So was this serious, or is this a situation where they're simply resting him for the All-Star break?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're resting him for the All-Star break, but I think if you feel anything or are made aware of anything, and do we have to go into how, by the way, he ended up getting taken out of this lineup?
No. I think it's important. Go ahead.
You want to go through that?
Go ahead, yes.
It was a trainer who noticed there was an issue. He didn't even take batting practice. There was some weightlifting session, back tightened up, and a trainer went to Snitker and says, hey, we got to sit him down. I'm sorry, it was my understanding that a player has to go directly to a manager and make him aware. That's what I learned yesterday waking up at 3 a.m., that it's definitely on the player, no one else.
It is on the player.
It's definitely on the player.
Well, let me tell you.
You think Acuna would have taken himself out of the lineup?
No.
Now what's happening?
But
we need to go through it?
No.
Sure?
Don't go down this road. Don't go down this road. Do not try to compare. See, I told you I wasn't going to talk about it. Now you want to talk about Cousins. I don't want to talk about Cousins. You're trying to bring up Cousins on the sneak tip. You're trying to do the roundabout and bring up Kirk Cousins and talk about him in a way.
I just didn't know a trainer who's not the head coach was allowed to go and make a coach aware of stuff. I thought the player had to make a coach aware.
The player does. And let me tell you what happened in baseball specifically, because I think this happens a lot more in baseball than it does in other sports. Managers make the lineup card. Managers will tell you, take a day off. Managers will tell you, you need a day. And managers will also tell you, you don't need to play tonight. We're just going to make sure that you're good to go for the All-Star game and that you put on a good performance for our city. And that's what I truly believed happened last night. Now, I'm not going to tell you Ronald Acuna doesn't have lower back tightness, but isn't it interesting? I find it interesting all of a sudden this popped up last night against the lousy A's team, and he knew, I'm thinking
I'll
Snicker.
I'll disagree with you on this.
Snicker knew that he was throwing a kid who had zero confidence, and the kid gave up 8 earned runs in less than an inning.
I'll tell you why I think you're wrong on this aspect, is that Michael Harris was not in the starting lineup.
Well, there's a reason for that.
But he was listed as not in the starting lineup. When the Braves announced their official lineup,
well, I didn't tell you
Ronald Acuna Jr. was in the lineup.
I didn't tell you they were going to have an official protocol for this. I'm telling you how it goes down.
I don't think it went down like that. I think it went down like, hey, I was lifting weights and I got a little stiff. I think that was the problem. I don't think you put him in the lineup and then pull him out of the lineup.
Bullcorn. He's lifting weights all day, all the time. This is ridiculous to believe. And what I'm telling you, Atlanta, is I think they're resting Ronald Acuna, I hope, just for the fact that he's going to participate in the Home Run Derby contest. We know how taxing that can be on your body. And also, let's have one of our guys, since he is the main guy, have a decent performance in the All-Star game. And guess what? We're winding things down. This is where we are. This is our lot in life. We're 39 and 51 now. What, aren't we behind the Marlins, guys?
Yeah, sure.
We're behind the Marlins now.
Give it a couple more nights.
Take a night.
We might be behind them.
Take a night. I'm telling you that's what happened.
No,
take a night.
I don't necessarily disagree, but I just think if they were just going to straight up sit him and give him rest, they would have done it.
Didn't they do that the other night? They did it on Sunday.
Sure. Yeah, it was day game. Remember, they had that super early start.
That's right.
I just think you're wrong about the procedure here. If they were going to give him a night off, I don't think they have to explain it. You're 78 games behind the two teams leading the East.
No, you don't have to explain it.
So but you would just not have him in the initial announced lineup.
Yeah, but here's the deal. MLB's watching. So you have to put something out there to account for that. This idea like, yeah, just sit. We're not going to tell anybody anything. MLB is like, hey, we're coming to your city. Your star, what's going on? So you put this out there. Trust me on this. I'm not saying that it was – orchestrated on the plane and all of a sudden it's some big plot or scheme, but this stuff happens all the time where guys all of a sudden have, oh, I got a little back issue and a star sitting out, and everybody goes, oh, is it serious? No, it's not serious. But I also think that they realize that this is probably the only thing that people here are really going to be interested in when it comes to the All-Star game.
So there's a story about how he was pulled from the lineup, mm-hmm. that a trainer went to Snitker. You think it's so in-depth that they had to fake a trainer going to Snitker?
It's not in depth.
Yeah, it is.
No, you just you tell the trainer. You're making too much of it. Tell the trainer, I'm going to sit Acuna tonight. Make sure the report gets out there. Done.
So done. You think they're going this big of a conspiracy to get him out of the lineup?
It's not a conspiracy.
That you have to set up a trainer to go talk to Snitker. That's what you're telling me.
You don't.
That's what you're telling me.
Thank you, O.
It's your plot, not mine.
It's not. It's simple. It's just like a coach doing this on any level to any player saying, hey, I need to, you're going to rest a little bit. I got you.
So
it happens all the time.
So he would just not have him in the lineup.
He wouldn't have him in the lineup. Yes. But because of
the that's not what happened.
No, but because of the
All-Star. He was a scratch.
Because of the All-Star game, you have to make it official.
The All-Star game didn't just get announced 2 days ago.
I know. But you don't want any reason whatsoever to decline interest from people who are interested in watching Ronald Acuña, or for that matter, the draw of it being here.
How would him playing decline interest?
Because he's pretty much the only thing that we're going to have on the field.
And?
That's it.
What's your suggestion here?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't even know what you're getting at.
I've already got to it.
What?
I'm telling you, they scratched him from the lineup last night simply to rest him to make sure that he is going to be fine if they rested him on Sunday.
But you're doing it through some plot theory.
No, it's no plot.
Where he couldn't just be not playing. That's what you're telling me.
If he plays.
Michael Harris is struggling, didn't play.
But,
it was part
but we know
of the
why.
Plan. Yeah, of course.
But we know why.
But does it matter why? You really think they're setting all this up with, oh, the trainer, he knows he doesn't take batting practice, but I saw something while he was lifting, and we got to get him out of the lineup. As opposed to just not penciling him in the lineup at all.
Let me ask you this. When's the last time you have heard that a trainer has gone to a manager and done this?
Probably haven't.
Exactly.
Which is why it's probably real.
Exactly.
Now, there's been plenty – well, I mean, I guess I don't necessarily hear it this way. There's been plenty of guys we've seen, back spasms after the
yes,
the
but
initial –
then they go to the trainer, not the trainer noticing it.
Again, I didn't know that was possible.
404-726-0929. What we do know is Ronald didn't play last night. What we do know is Didier Fuentes gave up 8 earned runs and lasted an inning. What we do know is Eli White was the only way we scored on a home run and we lose 10-1. This is as bad as it's been in a very long time for our Atlanta Braves. And I have to say, Abe was right about something. If our team was hot, if our team was on fire, if we were in first place, the interest level in this All-Star game would be off the charts.
Yeah.
And when you said this the other day and that guy hit me up and was like, I don't agree with Abe. I'm going to the game. I want to have fun. You're going to have fun. It's going to be fine. But I will tell you that the interest level is not where it should be. If it's a 10, if everything was going our way, it's probably a 3 or a 4 right now. And that's with the guys that are going to participate.
I also I don't know if Major League Baseball needs it this way to – get things ready for the All-Star game. How's this team on the road back-to-back series leading into the All-Star game in Atlanta?
Rest. That's how. That's what I'm telling you. Rest. That's what's going on here.
No, they scheduled months ago.
Yeah.
You don't have a home series leading into the All-Star game at home?
They got to get the field and everything
ready. I know. I get that.
They got to get everything ready.
Out west in Sacramento, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a long night. Well, it was for me. I only watched a couple innings. I'm not going to lie to you. All right, 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. We're at Buffalo's Cafe. Boy, edgy today. Did you stay up late last night too?
I woke up as soon as the game ended and had some trouble falling back asleep. But I went to bed early.
Okay.
Kind of.
All right.
The dog woke me up early. He was not happy with Chipper.
Why? What happened?
She woke me up early.
Why? Okay. You have to ask her. No, there's a reason. You probably didn't do something for Chipper. We're coming back. Christoph Porzingis stopped by the midday show. You're going to hear that interview coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But when we return, stay right there. We got a conversation you don't want to miss. It's Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is Dukes and Bell. Abe's in for Mike. We're at 5380 Windy Bagwell Parkway in Hiram at Buffalo's Cafe. Inviting you to come out, hang out. I'm looking at these Choose Your Flavor wings, fellas. Day-Day's here with us, our executive producer. G-Money. Gordon is here, our on-site engineer. And I'm looking at this. Would you guys try the Death Valley flavor? Because it goes from, and I'm curious about this, Abe, because I saw you had wings. I had a couple myself. I could eat wings every day. Sweet teriyaki, right? This goes with the mild garlic parmesan, sweet bourbon barbecue, honey bacon barbecue, lemon pepper. Who doesn't like lemon pepper? Honey garlic, Korean barbecue, and then it gets to the medium, Cajun dry rub, red hot ranch, Asian sesame. Then you get to hot. Nashville dry rub. You guys will do that one? Okay. Carolina Fire barbecue, sriracha, right? Is it sriracha? Scorching, and then Death Valley. Will you do
no.
six wings of Death Valley?
Like, no. What, like, just for enjoyment?
No. Like, would you do six wings of Death Valley just to try them?
No.
You would not?
Just to try them? No.
Yeah.
To win something, sure.
Okay.
Like, if this is a contest, I'll deal with the consequences. But
okay.
I'm not just going to order that on my own.
So you would not come in and just order six Death Valley or 10 or 12?
No.
Yeah, I don't know how people do this. I'm looking at G. You, this is not your thing either, right? You don't do that? I cannot. I guess I'm in that medium to hot range. I can do even hot. But once you get past that, I just – and they've got great wings here, by the way, if you've never been to Buffalo's Cafe. But I was just looking at this. They've got the meter, like the thermometer.
I think we've all made the mistake of ordering a wing too hot that you're not enjoying it, right? So, like, I'm just not going to take a risk. Like, even if I probably could – like, I had medium today.
How was it? It wasn't bad, right?
It was perfectly fine.
Yeah,
I probably could have handled hot.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But why? Why take the chance? Why even take the chance – because I've also been to places not here that like the medium is not
hot.
Medium.
It's hot. Yeah.
And so I normally stick with that as my barometer. I'm not going to take a hot chance and then maybe it's too hot and then I don't enjoy it and can't feel my lips and I got, you know, stuff coming out of or, you know.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to.
So
be...
when you get to, what'd you say, Ghost, Death Valley?
Death Valley. Death Valley.
Yeah, like
Scorching.
That has to be a contest.
Yeah, anything. I don't want to order anything that's like, yeah, give me 17 Scorching. This doesn't sound right. I mean, I know you guys do it all the time, and there are people who come in here and absolutely love these hot or super hot flavors, but I just...
You got to remember, everyone's got a different palate
they do.
For spice.
They do.
I believe mine is relatively lower than a lot of people.
Okay, but it's not...
My brother can go and get the hot stuff, and he's fine. I don't...
Yeah, but see, even like sweet teriyaki, to me, like, it's too sweet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
on the lower end... I don't know. Why. What are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about wings here. That's why. Anyways, we ordered wings, and we're inviting you to come on out to Buffalo's. I was looking at that. Hey, Braves last night lose 10-1. Lots of comments from you guys on the text line at 404-726-0929, just talking about your frustration and how you've given up now on the Braves. And, look, I'm not mad at you. It's okay to feel like this team is not going anywhere. I mean, I don't know. For some of you, it took a lot longer time. Because of the amount of season still left. But, again, this team, the one constant is it hasn't hit. Last night you scored one run. Despite the fact that Didier Fuentes gives up 5 runs in the first inning. The game with this offense, if it was clicking, shouldn't have been over. But, yeah, we score one run the entire game. That has been the one constant all season long. Want to mention this, and then I got to get into something that we were talking about here because it's kind of interesting with football season right around the corner, and that includes high school football, college football, and we'll talk about it here in a second. But it came out today that the Emirates Cup, you remember what this was, Abe? The 2025 NBA Cup is going to take place on Cup Nights, October 31st through November 28th. And this is those special – they're in within the regular season, but those special games
– Just call it what it is. It's an in-season tournament.
It is.
That's what we all know it to be. It's the in-season tournament.
It really is. Yeah. And the Hawks got there last year, almost won this thing, but they have announced the groupings. And so I was just looking at this, and the Hawks apparently it changes up every year, but it's the Cavs, Pacers, Raptors, and Wizards in what they're calling the East – the group East A for the Hawks this year. I got to tell you something. Cavs, okay. Pacers not going to be the same. Raptors, still building. Wizards are still terrible. Like, this is a group. Like, if you look at this, you could go, okay, maybe the Hawks get back into this thing and maybe they're in Vegas playing again. It's not impossible. Remember, they beat the Celtics last year without Trae Young, and that was a huge win. And then they went and ended up getting to Vegas where they ultimately lost. But, yeah, those groupings were announced today, and I just found it interesting. I know some of you don't necessarily like the play-in, you know, but I'm fine with that. I thought the intensity was fine. The courts are cool. It gives us something different.
Not in love with the court design for most teams, but that's neither here nor there. Remember, it kind of just happens within the flow
of the season.
Of the regular season, yeah. And then you take the next step, and you're like, oh, now we're in special games, and it's if you don't make the special games, cool, just season rolls on, and if you do, it does feel like it's significant and feels like it's something bigger. Feels like a winnable stage for them, like you said, to continually advance. Didn't they have to go – because only the semis and the finals go to Vegas. Didn't they play a quarterfinal in – was it against the Nets or the Knicks?
No, it was the Knicks.
Was it the Knicks?
Yeah, that was the Trey rolling the dice.
That's right.
Going to Vegas.
Because I remember that game was like, yeah, it was – it felt different.
Yes.
It did. Yeah. It just as a fan, I'm not saying for them that it has playoff – but like as a fan, you're like, you know, really do want this one. Well, and so I do like the fact that there's some extra intensity – from the viewing standpoint.
I do too. Look, I enjoyed it from the standpoint of, one, our team was playing well and it was fun to watch. But, you know, there is a nice payday for these guys to get there and win this thing. And so we'll see. But that has been announced today by the NBA. By the way, Kristaps Porzingis stopped by the Midday Show. We told you you will get a chance to hear what he had to say to Andy and Randy coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. You really like this move? You like this Porzingis move? Is that the best move that they made? I mean, look, I love Nikhil Alexander. I think
I said
to fans, you're going to fall in love with him because he's a two-way player. He plays hard, and he just fits the role perfectly for what we need. But I think a lot of people are focused in on Porzingis as the difference maker with all the things that have happened so far this offseason.
Well, with respect to Alexander Walker, he's most likely, assuming everything goes well, a bench piece. And Porzingis is coming in here and readjusting your front court as the starting member. A guy that I just think from the Trey perspective fits very well. He doesn't necessarily need the ball, but if he has the ball, he can kill you, talking about Porzingis. And so I like that. Obviously, the defense and the ability to protect the rim and do some things down there certainly helps. I think, and the problem obviously is the conversation about how available he's going to be. I think people forget how good this dude is when he's healthy.
Porzingis.
Yeah. I just think that there's this idea that all he's doing is out there kind of shooting threes, and sometimes he comes and goes. And this guy got labeled a unicorn for a reason. This guy was integral to a Celtics title run for a reason. We know why he's being moved. It's not because he didn't produce or any of that. It's just a straight money situation with a superstar that goes down. I'm hoping he can kind of remind people, like, yeah, this guy was a dude.
Yeah, I was surprised in Dallas that it didn't work with him and Luka, because that was really his first partner, right? That was his first go-around with Luka and Porzingis, and it didn't work. And he ultimately goes to New York, and we know, you know what happened there. So I am curious, because he's going to be playing with a guy that wants to get him the ball and be a distributor in Trae Young. We'll see how it plays out. But yeah, you'll hear what he had to say. And look, I think you're going to love his attitude and certainly his energy here in Atlanta, because that's the one thing that has followed him throughout his career, no matter where he's been. New York, Boston, Dallas. Everybody loves Porzingis. Like, it doesn't matter. You ask these fan bases, and they're like, oh, man, he was great when he was here. And I think we're going to feel the same way about him as well. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Total Body Therapy of Georgia. When it's not hard, it's really hard. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Buffalo's Cafe. I didn't even get into what I really wanted to talk about with you guys, because we were discussing this off air. So we got to dive into that. We're going to talk more about Ronald Acuna and these back spasms and what it means for me moving forward. Also, 4th and 1 is on the way. Lots of NFL news as we count down to the start of NFL camps. Our first day up at Flower Branch, the 24th, guys, we're going to have you covered. Nobody's covering the Falcons like 92.9 The Game. We will have you with interviews and coaches' interviews and all the storylines right here throughout the course of the day, throughout camp, and leading into the regular season. All right, we're coming back. When we do, I think they're just soft. We got to talk about it. We'll tell you what it is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Again, this hour brought to you by Total Body Therapy of Georgia. When it's not hard, it's really hard. Abe is in for Mike. We're hanging out at Buffalo's Cafe, guys, 5380 Wendy Bagwell Parkway in Hiram. We just found out something, by the way, which is going to delay this other conversation that I want to get to, which we will. Abe, we just found out that apparently Major League Baseball, Braves lose last night, by the way, Major League Baseball is going to drop a Freddie Freeman documentary. So what is this called, Day-Day? What's it going to be called?
It is called Driven, the Freddie Freeman story.
Is he crying in this? No, I'm being serious. Look,
I would imagine they're going to have that.
It's hard to put into words. I'm just happy to be back. This organization, the people, the media people who have covered my family with grace and love over the last 12 years.
Day one was fine. It was 3 days of that when Freddie returned for the first time when he became a Dodger. Are they going to include that? What are we going to learn about Freddie Freeman that maybe we already don't know? I'm curious now, seriously. And now, look, I'll tell you this. The Freddie Freeman is a dude, man. There's not a day we don't miss Freddie Freeman's bat in this lineup. Can you imagine if Freddie was here now? Would we be doing some of the things that are going on now?
It'd have been 10-2 last night.
Can you imagine? There's not a day we don't miss Freeman's bat. But with that said, that was my first question to Day-Day. When Day-Day was like, oh, they got a Freeman documentary. Is he going to cry is my question. Look, we love him. He is always going to forever be a Brave. The crazy thing is this dude is so good. He's so good. He goes to the Dodgers. Not only does he win a World Series, he's the MVP of the World Series. There's been zero fall off for Freddie Freeman since he left. And it's crazy because, again, the Braves are unable or unwilling at that particular juncture to give him an additional year on the contract. Really, guys, that was the sticking point. Everybody wants to talk about all this other stuff. And I said it from day one. They're not giving him the additional year. They're not going to give him a 6-year contract. And now you look at this, Abe, and you're like, it looks like a huge mistake looking back on it.
I mean, I don't want to overstate it. Like, the gap between him and Matt Olson, there is a gap. I'm not saying there's not. But let's also not pretend like Matt Olson's hitting like Ozzie Albies or Michael Harris. I mean, it's a step back, right? This is one of the best hitters in the game, speaking of Freddie Freeman. But you knew they weren't going to pay. Like, it just, you knew Dansby was gone, and that looks...
Well, afterwards, of course. After the Freddie thing, of course.
No, but and then you also knew there was no shot of them retaining Max Fried.
Well, here's the thing, though. We say that now. If they kept Freeman, we would have believed that they were going to keep Dansby.
Sure, potentially.
Because they were willing to go there. Once the Freeman thing happened, we lost all hope that they were going to keep any of these guys because the way that played out. Well, whoever you blame, however it all shakes out. Reason why we're talking about this, if you're just tuning in, Freeman, there's a documentary MLB is going to drop on, I guess, when is it? Next week?
July 17th.
Okay. About Freddie Freeman. I get it. Everybody was emotional. I just didn't expect him to cry for 3 days. That's all. I mean, it was a lot of crying, Abe. It just was. It was a lot. I mean, day one, I was sympathetic. I was... I totally understood. And then he came back the next day and he cried more. And I was like, wow, okay, you got to get some more out. Then the third day, he kept continuing to cry. I was like, wow, okay. Either way.
The fans, since I was 20 years old, the ones that saw me when I was 17 in Gulf Coast.
Ooh, wow, okay.
So does he cry on Tuesday for the All-Star game?
Well, see, that's my question. That's where I'm going. Does he? Y'all are laughing out there. I'm being serious.
I don't think he will cry because it.
I got 50 Cent says he cries.
I don't think he will. It's going to feel different. An All-Star game, I think, feels different. You're not facing your old team.
True.
I think your fans are what everyone's fans.
Okay. Yeah, okay. But you don't think just the nostalgia of being back in the A and what the ovation he's going to get?
No, I don't think. Everyone gets an ovation at home, except for, like, Phillies and Mets.
Come on, Freddie. Stop.
I think it'll feel different because it's an All-Star game. You're not facing your old team.
You don't think he'll drop a tear?
No.
I think he's going to be emotional. I think he's going to cry.
I think
he's going to look out there and he's going
to
realize.
You think he's a crier in general? Like, does he go to the movies?
Anybody that cries for 3 days is a crier, okay? That's what happened when he came back home or came back to the A. I just feel like he's going to look out and think about what could be, what could have been again. See, it's easy when you're away from it. You guys ever, most of you, either you grew up somewhere and you left and then you go back. You ever get emotional? Some of you are like, no, because I hated where I was at and I wanted to get away. But if you grew up and you had a really good situation in your town or your city and your people were there and you go back and it's not the same, you get a little bit emotional. You're like, damn, that used to be this. That used to be there. My boys and I, we used to hang out. Like, you feel that. I think he's going to look around. He's going to be at Truist. He's going to see all those Braves fans. Why are you looking at me like that,
Abe? Because I don't think any of this is happening.
And he's going to realize what could have been again.
With all my heart.
That's what's going to happen.
I understand why it happened the first time. I don't think it happens for an All-Star game a couple years later.
Okay.
I wouldn't be that surprised, but I don't think it'll happen.
50 Cent. 404-726-0929. And no, I'm not betting you guys. It's just Abe and I on the radio talking. 404-726-0929.
That's 210,000 listeners at 50 cents a pop.
Well, you know, everybody will be like,
105 grand, pal.
I'll take that bet, Dukes. I'll take that bet. Get out of my pocket. All right. By the way, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is coming to Atlanta. Just a reminder, guys. Starting this Saturday, all right, we have all of the festivities covered as we broadcast live from Murph's in the Cobb Galleria Center. Wall-to-wall All-Star news, previews, special guests. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, windownation.com, or call 866-90-NATION if you're headed to the Fan Village. And by the way, I'm curious. Are you curious to see what that's all about? I mean, every year they add stuff to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool that if you're headed to the Fan Village, stop by and see us at Murph's.
I'm fascinated by the cooling zone they need to have.
Okay. That's Saturday through Tuesday, July 15th, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah, the Fan Village is just all that interaction stuff.
Yeah.
And there'll be, from what I've heard, there are going to be some former Major League greats up there as well roaming around. We don't know who because I don't want to lie to you, but that's also kind of cool to just kind of run into guys and see people up there.
Yeah, it's going to be hot, so make sure you hydrate too. It's summer in Atlanta, man. It got hot today in the span of like 12 minutes. Like, I woke up and it was fine.
Did you go running?
No, not today.
Oh, okay.
My legs are a mess still.
So you're after the peach tree, you shut it down?
No, I tried to run the other day. It went horribly.
Okay. So you just need to rest right now.
Yeah, I'm going to run Friday. I'll run on Friday.
Okay. What are we talking about? 1 mile, 2 miles? What are we talking about?
Three with the potential to add on more.
All right. Abe's a runner, guys. He ran the Peachtree Road race. That's why, for those, again, we don't assume you all know. And so we got into this whole conversation about running it and – you know, that was your – how many years now? How many years?
This is probably somewhere between, like, 15 and 18.
Okay.
Of them that I've run.
So you've run it very frequently.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So we were talking about his body breaking down and him not being able to do some of those things. Meanwhile, we will get into this conversation. I said they're soft, and I got to tell you this. High school football is starting. Teams are practicing literally as we speak. Day-Day covers a lot of high school football, does a terrific job. And knows a lot of high school coaches and whatnot. But we were talking about this, and the season is about a month away or so. We'll be having Corky Kale games on our radio station. I mean, things are going to happen here pretty quickly over the next few weeks. But we were talking about the heat and humidity and how in Georgia it is regulated. This is not everywhere, okay? You would think it is, but all these states have different rules and regulations. But in Georgia, there are written policies for managing practices during heat and humidity. And I looked at Danny and I said, look, I remember there were days where it was we get these days where now they tell you it's extremely hot outside. We practiced. There was just none of this like, oh, we have to be careful. And I get it. Some of you are going to say, well, yes, Carl, we've lost kids. Dukes, you don't understand. No, I understand. But I also think this is an element of creating this softness that we talk about all the time. And this is why dads, all dads, say it's not as hard as when we were coming up. Every dad listening has said that to their son, no matter what their age is. If you are a dad in your 70s, you've told your 50-year-old son, it was much harder when we came up. If you're a 30-year-old father and you have a young preteen right now, you're telling them, when we were coming up, it's way tougher. And it just made me think about this. We got to talk about this, and we will coming up. But the idea that you've got all these rules and regulations now that these coaches have to go by, Day-Day, and you started mentioning this stuff, and I'm like, well, that don't seem too hard. I mean, these kids are getting away with – they're walking off the field. They're getting water when they please. I mean, what are you talking about here? These practices just don't seem like they once did. And I'm not taking anything away from the kids that are playing high school football. We love our high school football here in Georgia. But I don't know if it's conducive to say, like, all these teams are, like, super tough because the practices aren't as tough as they used to be.
No, they're not, to your point. And like you said, we talked about the fact that we had two-a-days. Real two-a-days.
Now, by the way, we're talking about high school here, guys. Yeah. We're not talking about college. We're not talking about the NFL. Most of us, most of you at some point had a chance to participate in some kind of high school sports, hopefully. If not, you did something recreationally. And so that's what we're talking about. So if you're going, man, you know, we're not talking about the pros or college. Your high school experience and the way you practiced was different.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying. And it just got me thinking, like, these coaches have to be extremely careful now with the heat and humidity and the rules. You can't practice on this day, this time. Coaches didn't care.
Yeah. I mean, you have, like, most schools, most programs throughout the state have pretty much made their summer practice times in the mornings, so they don't even have to be concerned about the heat index in the afternoons.
And what did our coaches do? It was the complete opposite.
Yeah.
I need y'all out here in the heat, right? I need y'all out here at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It is scorching hot, and we're out there in full pads.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that there's a different, man. There's a difference with the makeup. You guys know what we're talking about. You can hit us up 404-726-0929 if you want to participate. We started talking about this and we were kind of going around the table talking about our experiences. Different sports too, by the way. I mean, but the bottom line is football is getting ready to start. And you were at your son's practice today?
Yeah,
right?
I was watching them run today. They were wrapping it up and they were doing gassers, which, you know, kind of brought back some memories.
Yeah.
But it just, yeah, man, it's a different era. You know, they're done. Most programs now, they're done by 11, 12 o'clock. Kids are back at the crib on the PlayStations and Xboxes.
Yeah, when it's extremely hot outside.
Yeah.
Gordon, that was your experience too, right? That was your experience here in Georgia?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, we had 3 days because we would do weight training in the middle of the day. So coach didn't even want us to go back home.
So you were there all day?
All day.
Yeah.
We could go eat, bring your butt back.
It's different.
Yeah, very different.
Y'all tell me I'm wrong. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I'm just telling you. All that stuff our dad said, I think they were right.
Yeah.
It was tougher when we was coming up. 404-726-0929. We got to talk about the NFL. We will. We'll continue this conversation. We just something that got us talking about it, man, because many of you and your children are participating in sports. Or you've got sons that are going to play high school football this upcoming season. You can let us know what you think. When we return, though, the Commanders do something today that has a lot of people talking about it. And I got to tell you, I wish the NFL did more of this. We'll tell you all about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.